There's a lot of things in the summer that happened. We had the fight. We used to have Carnival Queen choosing. That was worth going to. A lot of these young ladies were farmers' daughters, and they were the best daughter in the world, weren't they? But somebody had to say that one was better than the other. And I think over a period of time, people used to just come to get the feedback from that. And it was quite funny. It was always a good evening. I mean, it wasn't just choosing the Carnival Queen. They used to do the classes, dish out all the classes.
Was the Carnival Queen attendant one of the years?
Yeah.
I mean, Carol Grigg. Phyllis Pierce was the Queen.
I remember my granddad tipping her out when you stopped the lorry suddenly down on the corner.
Oh, right. Dear.
One thing we used to do many years ago now, and it was my favourite thing of all, after the carnival, it was filmed by a lady called Mrs. Edwards. She would have a cine camera night, and she was sat up in the hall. It's like being at the pictures. We used to treat it like it was the pictures, you know, there were treats and that handed around, and we used to sit and watch the carnival. And all you would hear was people going, "God, there's Mr. Trevathan. Oh, look at so-and-so. I bet he was in the pub before he came. Look at the way he's walking." And, you know, it was fantastic to sit there and witness it all. And I would say that was one of my favourite evenings, really.
Other memory I've got of the hall is when we used to have the Harvest Festival, the Church Harvest Festival. And on the Monday night, there's a service, a special service, and a supper. And my mother always tended one of the tables with another lady from the village. And I can remember at the end of the table there was this great big teapot. When I was only about sort of five or so. And they always used to allow me to bid for apples from the, the auction. They had long tables, you know, up through with everybody used to sit around. With all food had been provided, savoury food and sweets and all sorts of things. And then they'd have an auctioneer in that would auction all the gifts from the church. That all the fruit and the vegetables and all that would all be auctioned and the money would then go to whatever it was going to go to.
Yeah, but we did have the harvest auction.
Oh, that's right. You used to sell off all the...
Yeah. They'd have the service on a Sunday and then in the week all the stuff,
that's
the
produce right.
was brought down and sold off. John Lobb used to stand over here, give me a quid and you have them.
Yeah, poor old John.
The harvest festivals was always one of the main after the church because I was in the choir and used to be a bell ringer. So it was always lovely. The auction, plus you had a cup of tea and a pasty. And it was always a lovely, lovely evening.
We used to have the church fight in there if it was wet. But even when the fight was normally up in the green or the playing field, the hall was being used as well because they used to let the furniture out. In those days, it used to be trestles and tables. And we'd be up here on a Friday night loading it on the trailers and taking it out. And all. So the village hall supplied all the stuff to make other things work. And still does. You know, if there's a fight tomorrow, they would be in after the chairs and everything.